This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This article of impeachment, 48 senators have pronounced Donald John Trump, President of the United States, guilty as charged. 52 senators have pronounced him not guilty as charged. Two-thirds of the senators present not having pronounced him guilty, the Senate adjudges that the respondent, Donald John Trump, President of the United States, is not guilty as charged in the first article of impeachment. On this article of impeachment, 47 senators have pronounced Donald John Trump, President of the United States, guilty as charged. 53 senators have pronounced him not guilty as charged. Two-thirds of the senators present not having pronounced him guilty, the Senate adjudges that respondent Donald John Trump, President of the United States, is not guilty as charged in the second article of impeachment.
You know, it's amazing to think about it. After months of a sham investigation, a partisan impeachment, it's over, America.
All right, so that pretty much was the reaction to, at least the Republican reaction, to the fact that the president was acquitted. And the voice you heard there and the cheers, that was Vice President Mike Pence. Before that, Justice Roberts naturally reading that, in fact, of Article 1 and Article 2, the president was found not guilty. So the headlines scream across America, Trump acquitted, the trial is over, Trump won, now get ready for what could be a political fallout. That's what the USA Today said, and there were similar versions of that across the country. Hey, hey, everybody. So impeachment, 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 at least those words are over because it didn't happen. I think it was inevitable. We knew it. The numbers. I said this the whole time. All of you are smart enough. You emailed me many, many times to say, really, Senator Collins, the Waffle House woman? She's, I say Waffle House woman because she waffles like nobody else. She wasn't going to jump over. Murkowski wasn't going to jump over. But there was somebody who decided that they just could not side with the Republicans, and it was Senator Mitt Romney from Utah, who himself ran for president and, of course, did not get there. Here's what Romney had to say on the Senate floor.
The defense argues that the Senate should leave the impeachment decision to the voters. While that logic is appealing to our democratic instincts, it is inconsistent with the Constitution's requirement that the Senate, not the voters, try the president. The grave question the Constitution tasks senators to answer is whether the president committed an act so extreme and egregious that it rises to the level of a high crime and misdemeanor. Yes, he did.
So the president, as he often does, reacted through Twitter. So hours after Mitt Romney was the first in U.S. history to vote to impeach the president of his own party, the president tweeted out a video calling out Romney as a Democrat secret asset. Here's what he said. Slick, slippery, stealthy. Mitt Romney had us fooled. Posing as a Republican, he tried to infiltrate Trump's administration as Secretary of State. Now his cover is blown, exposed by news reports as a Democrat secret asset. So Romney's getting hammered and praised depending on what camp you fall into. He talked about a couple of reasons why he went that way, and you just heard really the gist of why he decided he was going to vote with Democrats on the first article of impeachment, abuse of power, which, of course, ultimately, again, the president was, what's the A word? Acquitted. And that's it. I mean, numbers are there. Numbers don't lie. So now it is about the campaign and perhaps the fallout. I mean, what is the fallout? The president will stay in office after this historic three-week trial. But we've been talking about this for months. Because remember, we first started this in the House. And then ultimately it gets walked down the hall and goes to the Senate. And then there's the official trial. And Romney, of course, is not up for re-election. He's got 4 years before he's up for re-election. And does that affect him once you get to that point? Probably not, because of the length of time in between. There will be some that will be aggravated and furious with him in Utah, and others that, if he's running again, that will simply vote for him because of his popularity and whatever he is doing for the people of Utah. But it was a really, I think, big surprise to some that he voted to convict the president on charges of abuse of power. So he didn't step in line, and that's something we haven't seen. As I said, it is historic. There is no question, about that. So what now does it mean? The National Security Advisor threw in his two cents, and Robert O'Brien said on Wednesday that the president did not seek Ukrainian help investigating former VP Joe Biden and his son Hunter, despite evidence to the contrary. He said that did not happen. O'Brien also said that the Senate impeachment trial is a terrible poll, sets the U.S. foreign policy back, and that's not good news, is what he said. And he said, look, I'm not aware of any request the president made to investigate the Bidens per se. I think what the president wanted done was he wanted the Ukrainians to investigate corruption in the Ukraine, and he made that very clear. O'Brien made a big statement. He didn't just say that or tweet that out or whatever. He said it before an audience of ambassadors and reporters at the Meridian International Center, which was a big deal. Because, again, the crowd that he was in front of in saying that. So this is now done. That's it. Now it's about moving forward with what ultimately happens in the upcoming election and what are the effects of that, if any, because the Democrats now are trying to figure out who ultimately will represent the Democratic interest in the race for the White House to try to upset the incumbent president. And we saw that Buttigieg and Biden were duking it out in Iowa, and not Biden, Sanders. And Biden was not happy about that. Biden said, how could you possibly have a mayor with the kind of experience, the inexperience he has, be in that position? He said, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. And this was in a standing room only VFW hall in New Hampshire. He said, we took a gut punch in Iowa. The whole process took a gut punch. But look, this isn't the first time in my life I've been knocked down. And said that he's not the guy. He does not have the experience to be in that position. And I wonder if there is any kind of a balance for Buttigieg going deeper into the process. This is absolutely not, I think, what many Democrats expected. All right, more on Romney, the process and the reaction to the president and the fact that he has been acquitted. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
It was not perfect. No, it was a flagrant assault on our electoral rights, our national security, and our fundamental values. The president's insistence that they be investigated by the Ukrainians is hard to explain other than as a political pursuit. There's no question in my mind that were their names not Biden, the president would never have done what he did. It was a flagrant assault on our electoral rights, our national security, and our fundamental values. Corrupting an election to keep oneself in office is perhaps the most abusive and destructive violation of one's oath of office that I can imagine. In some quarters, I will be vehemently denounced. I'm sure to hear abuse from the president and his supporters. Does anyone seriously believe that I would consent to these consequences other than from an inescapable conviction that my oath before God demanded it of me?
Mitt Romney just can't go there, he says, and the president slammed him with a video, as Mitt Romney knew he would. And who else will take a swing at him? There have been several other people, pundits, etc., that have already done that. I think as far as him being reelected, I already said this, he's still got that pad of years. I can't imagine that that will happen for him. And then we move on to whatever is next. Sean Hannity said the Democrats put the country through hell for 3 years, and he called Romney a diminished figure. A diminished figure in watching what he had to say. He said the petty, irrational, rage-filled, Trump-hating Democrats and their state-run media mob allies have absolutely nothing to show for their three-year never-ending do-nothing for the American people. Hate Trump, temper tantrum. That was vintage Hannity. He said the president won again, and the bitter Democratic Party, the mob, and the media look at what they have put this country through for three long years. Hell, absolutely nothing they have done for you, we the American people. But he did say the battle with the Dems isn't over, saying that the Republicans have to finish investigating the origins of the Russia investigation, the Ukrainian phone call whistleblower, and other matters. So it's interesting in Sean saying that, it made me think, I think this actually goes away. There will be a push for some to find out more about the whistleblower, that whole thing. But I don't believe, as we move forward in the speed that we're moving, and with the Democrats out there and with the president doing rallies here and there, and that will ramp up even more, I think this will get shoved aside. And it's something the Democrats, I don't think, want to be shoved aside. But he was acquitted, and this fans the flames, of course, of the base. Anyone would know that. And if I were a Republican strategist, and specifically if I were running the president's reelection campaign, of course, this is another knock on the Democrats. And clearly, that's what Sean Hannity is saying. Mitt Romney, he says, the difference between Romney and Donald Trump is Donald Trump fought every single day, was tough, and tough enough to win. I do have to say, whether you agree with Mitt Romney or not, I do believe, absolutely, he had I think he did struggle with what he was going to do. And he felt that it was wrong. And he felt that, as he said there, that it was because of Biden. And he got hot under the collar about that. And that was the whole idea, the acting back to Biden. Regardless, it's an acquittal. It is not an impeachment. It is historic that Mitt Romney sided with the Democrats. Crazy, crazy times, my friends. As we sit here, my name's Kate Delaney, and I've been doing this show for 15 years. I have never seen anything like this. We've been through all kinds of things, politically speaking, and in many, many other ways. Because, look, this show is about you. This show is about expression, and especially through the miracle of the mailbag, because so many of you overwhelmingly email me with opinions on everything. And that's the deal. We're not just one way, going down one road constantly here, but we have been driving the car in this direction for so long now. It's so crazy, the tsunami of nonsense that comes out of D.C. that just washes through the rest of the country in every nook and cranny, constantly, consistently. And this is why I say this. No matter how you feel about whatever process, we have a big election coming up. I hope you're registered to vote. Because to me, there is no greater right. And I've got on this soapbox before. I've been to foreign countries where I saw ballot boxes being stuffed and guys with guns that were ready to shoot people that weren't ready to cooperate, and this was in Mexico. And I have been in other countries where they also have a weird press about voting, and it doesn't feel freeform. And that was in Ecuador, where you can't leave the country if you don't vote. So they're pushing you, like, you have to vote or you don't leave the country and go on your little shopping sprees or whatever to Miami. And I'm not kidding about that. The idea here is, folks, if we're frustrated with what's happening on things that aren't getting done or things that are getting done, remember, it starts locally and then statewide, and then, of course, you go to who represents you in the state. And this has been tying up a lot of what we need to be looking at. Here's what Mitch McConnell had to say about the impeachment process.
Text of this impeachment claimed they were defending norms and traditions. In reality, it was an assault.
Maybe not.
on both.
Mitch McConnell never... Okay, Mitch McConnell, as you heard there, you know, talked about the situation where he kind of just dodged the question, by the way, on the president and the whole Ukraine thing. But obviously, he didn't want it to go as far as it did, and felt like that was part of the problem in the first place, that it shouldn't have happened, that we shouldn't have been there. So Schumer and McConnell, who have been clashing a lot lately, definitely clashed here right from the very beginning of this. And that's pretty clear by what you heard with, you know, McConnell. McConnell knew, this is it. I'm riding the car, and I'm going to ride it over Chuck Schumer's head if I have to. And I know I'll get that backing, and he certainly did. Schumer thinks that McConnell and the majority, his majority, will pay a big political price for refusing to grant Democrats the requests for new witnesses and evidence. And he's pointing to polls still after the fact, saying that the American public strongly favored a fair trial, and that's not what happened. So, you know, McConnell went on to say that in trying to achieve an outcome that helped him win the Senate, that was, you know, he told reporters that Schumer was trying to make that happen, and that's why. But so their relationship couldn't be more strained. And the behind-the-scenes maneuvering started way back in December. And even when they met privately, which they did meet privately, McConnell was not backing away from what he called the Clinton model of the beginning of the trial and postponing a decision on whether to add new witnesses or evidence. So here's the deal. It didn't happen. There were no witnesses. There were no documents. None of that they wanted to have happen, meaning the Democrats. The process is over. The president is acquitted. And now the move, as I've said several times, is in the battle to be reelected for many of the people who represent you and for the president, whether he gets reelected or one of these Democrats get in there, Buttigieg, who Biden says is too inexperienced, or Bernie Sanders or whoever ends up going up against the president. And we don't know who that's going to be yet because they're just in the beginning of the process. We already saw how screwed up the Iowa thing was. In fact, it's not really official because they're like at 97 precincts reporting now at this point. And so what a nightmare that was. And it was because they got an app and it wasn't tested and it didn't work. There were problems with it. So that's what it led to. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going into the man cave. You want to go there? We had a parade, for the Chiefs. Hang with us.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The impeachment trial of President Trump is over. He was acquitted on both articles. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
He was acquitted without facts. He was acquitted without a fair trial, and it means that his acquittal is virtually valueless.
Democrats are expected to bring up the impeachment through the elections, but GOP leader Mitch McConnell's hoping to turn the attention to legislation.
We're looking at infrastructure, we're looking at our parks bill, we're looking at land and water conservation. There are, even in the midst of the election, some things that I think we can do together.
The president is expected to make a statement about the impeachment around noon on Thursday. 92% of the precincts have now reported on Monday's caucus vote in Iowa. Pete Buttigieg is still slightly leading Bernie Sanders. Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden are trailing. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Time to
invade the bad game.
Time to invade the man cave, and it is all about the Chiefs. And if we were sitting in what I really call the whoa man cave, we'd be hanging out, eating some, hummus and some healthy foods, because I'm on that kick, right? And, I mean, maybe I'd let you have some, I make some good cookies, maybe I'd make you some cookies. And we'd be hanging out talking about, whoa, so we'd be reliving the Super Bowl, perhaps, because it still, I think, hasn't sunk in for some of the 49ers fans. I've been asked to be on a couple of shows in the Bay Area, and I asked, do you think they'll be back there again? Well, when I look into my dented crystal ball, perhaps they could be there again. But what about the Chiefs and the fact that you blew a 10-point lead with 7 and change to go in the biggest game of your life? But for Andy Reid, I'm very, very happy having watched him with the Philadelphia Eagles struggle at the tail end after 14 years and what he's been through family-wise, the fact that they had a big old parade and he was part of that parade. Good for the Kansas City Chiefs. And then Pat Mahomes, the kid from Texas, who is just the aw shucks, work hard. I did incredible things at Texas Tech. And how did I get rewarded? I fell in the draft. But I got picked up by the Chiefs, and it turned out to be the best thing that could have ever happened for him. So you had Travis Kelce and Chief bands partying at the Super Bowl parade. And even though it was cold, temperatures were in the 20s, the wind chills in the teens, 50 years. That's how long. Wow. 50 years. Think about that. So there were so many people that in their lifetime hadn't seen the Chiefs get to the promised land, and they finally did. Here's what Andy Reid had to say about the Chiefs, or had to celebrate in a way and shout out about the Chiefs. Check it out.
How about those Chiefs? Hey, hey! Next year, we're coming right back here. One more time, baby. One more time.
I love it. One more time, baby. And they could, because they've got a lot of young players. And the way they did it, and to have three games, basically all the playoff games, to come back the way they did, pretty darn incredible. So now for the NFL, what is next? What's next is the draft, and then signings and all that kind of thing. Like the Raiders had a signing today. They signed Jalen Richard, who joined the Raiders as an undrafted free agent in 2016. He got a two-year extension. Got to be psyched about that, because they're preparing for that move to Las Vegas. And also, so he joins Richie Incognito and Denzel Good and Nevin Larson. So some pretty good people on that line, it looks like that stadium is just, boy, it is coming together. Allegiant Stadium is going to be a game changer. People, it's like already people are taking pictures of it. There's like a hole in it. It's like it's not completed, but it's going to be state of the art. You know that. Plus, here's the thing: no state tax. How great is that, right? $2 billion stadium just off the Las Vegas Strip, under construction. It was enough to get John Gruden, plus a big paycheck, out of the booth and back into coaching. And pretty exciting that that they're going to have the Raiders there, I think. Is for them, it's a huge boost. It's huge, huge, huge for the Raiders. So we'll see what else they do, because Tom Brady is rumored to be, and I don't blame him, on the radar of the Raiders. And Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, I said this before, of course, what player can you get that could really make a splash? And the answer is Tom Brady, who's a free agent for the first time in his career. We'll see if that happens, because there's lots of predictions about what could happen. Maybe the greatest of all time. Does he re-sign with the Patriots, or does he end up wrapping up his legacy somewhere else? They could tempt him. The Raiders could tempt him, but I can't imagine that Robert Kraft would not want Tom Brady to come back. I would be very surprised if he didn't come back. But if he doesn't, I think the place that he ends up would be with the Raiders. So we would argue about that. What do you think? You think that he ends up going to the Raiders, or do you think he ends up staying with the Patriots? The NBA is in full swing. There's a long time between the end of the NBA season and now, so a lot can happen. But we've seen some really high-scoring games. Like, for instance, how about the Nets? They really took it to the Warriors, who are struggling. They're a form of, a mere kind of shadow of what they used to be. So the Warriors got thumped by the Nets 129-88. 129-88. Really? And then the Hawks beat the Timberwolves 127-120. But the Hawks and the T-Wolves, not very good. Neither one of them have even hit the 20 mark. A team that's been fun to watch, although they were beaten, the Grizzlies knocked off the Mavericks 121-107. The Mavericks fall to 31-20. At home, they're weird. They're 14-13. And for the Grizzlies, that was a very, very big win, because then they pick up their 26th win. In Los Angeles, everybody is watching the Lakers to see what the Lakers are going to do because of the sad tragic death of Kobe Bryant, and then they were doing well already, and their cross-town rival, the Clippers, are also in the thick of it, and the Clippers knocked off the Heat 128-111. Paul George, shooting guard, who's been off and on amazing for them, 23 points, 10 assists were pretty big, and, you know, 5 boards, but the Clippers pick up their 36th win. So Doc Rivers trying to make a statement with what the Clippers are doing. And the Lakers play tomorrow night at the Staples Center. They take on the Houston Rockets. That should actually be a pretty good game. The Rockets are good, and so are the Lakers. James Harden, Fear the Beard, is the guy you always want to see going up against LeBron James. So that'll be, I think that'll be like the game of the week for them. And it's that other game back at the Staples Center after the tributes to Kobe. It was so tough for that organization because he stayed with them his entire career, 20 years, all those championships, et cetera. It's still about kind of crawling out of that. And I think that, for sure, the mantra is do it for Mamba, and that's Kobe Bryant. And to come and close the door and win a championship, and the Lakers, in the Pacific standings anyway, they're on top ahead of the Clippers by 3 games. They'll try to add another one. But if you went to go get a Kobe Bryant jersey, you couldn't even get it. They have sold out all over the place. You even have now, because of this accident, you've got Dianne Feinstein, the senator from California, who wants federal mandates, wants to see some things change, that they would require crash warning systems on commercial helicopters, like the one that killed Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and of course eight others. That's what's one of the biggest tragedies of the whole thing, is they didn't have that switch that would have cost nothing for a guy like Kobe Bryant. But I'm sure after all those flights, they weren't paying attention to that. I wouldn't say him, but the pilot or the company, that wasn't something they were thinking about. And it still is so fresh in the minds of so many people how awful that is. How tragic and how senseless to have that helicopter go down the way that it did. And if you've ever been on a helicopter, and I've ridden 3. I think only 3 times. Once in Hawaii, it's called the Blue Hawaiian Helicopter Tours, and of course they've crashed over the years, and it was going on the Big Island over Kilauea, the volcano. And the other time I was on a medical shoot with the helicopter pilot, and I was with a photographer and a videographer, and we were doing a story, and that was kind of scary, actually. And then another time I was out, and the same thing, I was doing a television story. And you know what? It wasn't a comfortable feeling for me, and I'm not easily, I don't want to say scared, but I'm not easily thrown by stuff like that. But it felt, especially the one of the rides was a little bumpy. It felt, I don't know, it felt a little strange to be so exposed that way. But people take it all the time and take transportation to and from places in helicopters in major cities and rural areas. For goodness sake, that's how they sometimes airlift people in areas from accidents and get them to a hospital. But I think he would be, I agree with the senator from California, get that switch, make it mandatory. We go from the man cave to a visit with Manshore, a.k.a. the Hubs, to finish out the hour. That's next.
The The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Keep striving for things that you haven't done, things that you would still like to do, and that's how one's life should be lived.
I can beat him, you know. I can beat him.
I hate bullies. I think it's a very unattractive quality. So if I do intimidate people, I'll just try not to in the future.
As I always say, if I'd known Michael was going to be so successful, I would have been much nicer to him when he was young. But I'm proud of Michael, but I'm more proud of how he handles his success than I am of his success. In
1996. Wow, you got to love that. Kirk Douglas, 103 years old, has died. He's the old Hollywood guard, and I love that that little clip there of him and hearing a slice of him acting and then talking about his son, Michael Douglas, who became rather famous, and people are reacting to his death. But that is a life well lived, I believe, because he's a guy that grew up so, so poor with immigrant parents, six sisters, and then he somehow broke out of it all. He made his film debut in The Strange Love of Martha Ivers with Barbara Stanwyck. So there we begin. 103. Manchur is with us, a.k.a. The Hubs. So, Paul, what do you think? Would you like to be 103?
I feel old enough right now at 47. I'm already cracking up.
You are. Every day I notice something else and I keep thinking, you're just a couple years younger than me. And I thought, wow, if I go a couple of years younger, that's probably a good deal for me. And I think, I don't know that I got the right model from that point of view.
I don't know. The back's, you know, feels a little sore when you get up in the morning.
You're a wreck, and you started out a wreck. Didn't you? You had how many hernia surgeries before you were three?
I had two hernia surgeries by the time I was five.
Oh, your poor mother. She should be sainted. We'll have to call the Catholic Church and see if, you know, if a mother has to go through all that hassle, that there should be something they can do. All right, so anyway, we start off talking about Kirk Douglas, and in all seriousness, he did have an impact on Hollywood and the acting business, and certainly his family did too as well, especially Michael Douglas, but the others were involved in Hollywood in some way too as well. He was just the most famous. All right, today was the day that they celebrated the Super Bowl in Kansas City, Missouri. And it was a big deal. Like wind chill temperatures in the teens. If the because you're a huge Dallas Cowboys fan. In fact, you're like that grumpy Cowboy fan. If they lose, you want everyone on the team to get fired. And oh, Jerry Jones will never win. You give the typical fan thing. I'm just going to reveal that to the listeners. So if the Cowboys won the Super Bowl and there was temperatures like that, would you go out to the parade?
What kind of question is that? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. Would you go to the parade?
Only a sissy like you would not go out to your own team's parade if they win in Kansas, some kind of cold in Kansas City, supposedly cold.
All right, so the answer is if they win, you would go. All right, I gotcha.
Especially if the Super Bowl champions were marching in Kansas, I would go. I mean, Missouri.
That is a funny slip. But you know what? I could look at you and say, do you know all the capitals of all the states, smarty pants? I'm going to defend the president. Can you name all the capitals?
Not right now at 47. Sometimes I don't remember your middle name.
Point taken. Maybe you'd make a good politician.
Actually, your middle name's easier to remember than your full first name.
All right, if you say so. We won't share that with everyone right now. It's not a weird name, but it's not an American name. My name is an Irish name. It's a Gaelic name. We'll save that for another time. So Valentine's Day is coming up, and I'm wondering, have you already gotten me a present? Did you decide what you were going to get me?
Yeah.
You're saying that like you're hedging.
Actually, I did, because I told you that you were going to, I bought you something on a whim that I saw, and it was going to be coming a couple days after Valentine's, not Thanksgiving, I had Thanksgiving on the brain, Valentine's Day, and so you're going to get a late Valentine's present. You're going to get the same wonderful Valentine's you always get with flowers and roses and not candy this year, but... all the good things.
So I discovered that wonderful Nathan, the technical maestro of the show, he gets a break. I think every man in America would be jealous to be in his position. So Nathan is dating a lovely, I think, I don't know, but I just know Nathan, so I know his taste. I'm saying he's such a good guy that he's got a girlfriend. And, Nathan, your girlfriend has a special day that also falls on Valentine's Day, right?
Yes.
I like that. Yes. That would be her birthday, right?
That is The special day, yes.
That's the special day. So here's the thing. Do you get her special presents, like, and you wrap, like, a couple of them in pink, and then you wrap the rest in birthday wrap? Or do you just say, oh, no, 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 it's the same day, so you get that one fabulous thing I'm giving you?
Well, I mean, she likes hearts all the time. I mean, and she is a gift giver herself, so there's always the hearts theme is throughout our life. So there are messages with hearts on them.
Aww.
Whenever,
right on.
Whenever we're smart enough to do that for each other. And, yeah, I don't know. There's a combination of, I would say most of it is not, there's not the Christmas wrapping paper involved. If there's wrapping on it, then yeah, I've actually gone to a store that has gift wrap stuff in it, but, I like to hide them.
Hide them. I like that. Okay. Hiding of the gifts. Paul, what did you want to say? He's lucky.
Nothing. I just said the heart theme was good because then, you know, what is that statement? Reuse, recycle. I don't know how the whole thing goes, but
yeah.
If there's hearts everywhere, you can just, you know, keep them long enough and reuse them.
Yeah, recycle, live, pray.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those, right?
Exactly. Oh, wow. All right. So I like that. I'm just really touched that this whole heart thing is just, wow, you're a romantic, and she sounds romantic, too. And it makes
much more romantic than me.
She is. It makes Manshore and I seem like we have, like, no romance going on, right?
12 years and counting. 14 years known.
14 years. That is incredible. 14 years married. Is 14 married, or how many married?
12.
12. I don't even know. I have to look at you for that. So 12 years married and 14 together. 14. So that means the magical 15 is coming up in March. Wow. So I think for the 15th, you're supposed to get the woman a jeweled heart, like a 14 carat encrusted heart. So you'll have to call Nathan and ask him where to get some hearts. You know what they're saying for great gifts for guys? Knit boxer briefs in a running heart print. I was looking at those. Apple AirPods with a charging case. That's an expensive one. That's like $128 for that. On Amazon, you can get it for that. And they're saying you get a price break. World's best cork globe. Do you want a globe? I'll get you a globe.
I love globes, but it better be a good one. It's going to be at least, you know, several hundred dollars to be accurate.
Right. To be accurate. All right, Manshore, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks to everybody for listening to this segment and the entire hour. Make it count, and for goodness sake, get your Valentine something good.
There will come a day when you will pass away. What will they say about me? When the end comes, I know never more to be lost. Life goes on without me.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment, why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.